Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушнете повеќе прилози на sps.com.au/Macedonian. Вашата заедница, вашите разговори. SPS на Македонски.
You're listening to SBS Macedonian with Margarita Vasileva. In today's podcast, we chat with Susan Janevski, a well-respected health educator for women and an active participant in networking for women with qualifications in both education and natural medicine. Susan Janevski has recently published her third book titled Be an Organic Woman, in which she draws from her already organic roots, having been raised by her maternal grandmother who ran an impeccable organic vegetable garden. Throughout the 150 pages of Be an Organic Woman, Susan Janevski stresses the importance of going organic in everything we do, especially at a time when supermarkets and fast food outlets are competing hard for our attention. Janevski also highlights the need to make healthy choices from the food we swallow to the concoctions we use to clean our homes. She also points out that eating simply and organically is eating clean, which makes for a much better investment in our health for the long term.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Thank you, Margarita. I'm very passionate about living a life and sharing my inspiration about being an organic woman with every woman I meet, because as a young girl I was brought up by my grandmother, who very much lived and grew all her own vegetables, but used to share all her little secrets on how to prepare very clean. I look back now, it was clean eating, and at the time it felt, you know, people say that was basic, but it's the clean that is basic that we need more of today, all those years gone by.
How easy is it to be organic today?
Well, it's very easy if we become mindful of everything that nature gives us. We can have fresh produce. Living in Australia, we are so lucky. Everything that's fresh, you can eat and live an organic life. So be selective where you're, you know, grow your own vegetables and your fruits. But also be selective, visit farmers' markets, go to your fruit shop and buy fresh produce every week rather than buying anything that's packaged, because packaged food always has additives to keep it fresh for longer. Whereas I'd like everyone to buy fresh and only cook it themselves. And thinking about when we talk about vegetables and fruit, this is really nourishing the core of us, because they're so rich in vitamins and minerals that we need on a day-to-day basis. And they really target our mind, body and organ health. So it's so simple to very much get back to your roots, really, on your favourite fruits, your favourite vegetables, and make sure you add them to any of the other protein. I eat fish a few nights a week, and I eat vegetables. I've been eating a lot of couscous, quinoa, polenta, and I find that these are beautiful additives instead of always depending on pasta and rice, which turns, after you eat one cup of pasta or one cup of rice, that turns into two cups of sugar within 2 hours in your body, whereas it takes a lot longer for polenta, quinoa and couscous to actually break down the sugar in your body, so you're not craving very much after you eat.
The four main points in your book are basically staying healthy, stepping into a sustainable life, being a naturally aware woman and living with the best skin. Let's start with the first point, staying healthy. And what's the main message?
Well, the main message is, Margarita, that it's our responsibility to stay healthy. It's no one's fault if we're unhealthy. We need to make a conscious effort to eat well every day and stay away from sugars that are processed, because that's what's causing the inflammation in our body. So becoming aware of everything that you eat and everything you swallow. One in every five Australians after the age of 50 are on some form of medication. What I say about that is, I'm not telling people not to take the medication, but if they eat green, they're going to live a lot longer around with that medication. They're not going to have the side effects that medication can bring forward. Just regarding a natural life is a clean life. And, you know, it's quite simple when we have, you know, select three of your favourite vegetables and create a dish from them, you know, or make soups from them. It's about eating fruit a few times a day and getting your sugars from your fruit, which will take away a lot of those cravings for sugar. I also encourage people to eat nuts like walnuts, and if you're eating almonds, soak them the night before because they're far too hard, and sometimes that skin can actually build, you know, we need to soak them to soften them, but walnuts are rich in potassium in particular. And I have, I always eat two dates every day, and that takes away all my sugar cravings.
Yes. The second point you focus on is stepping into a sustainable life. That's been a focus for several years now for all of us to try and change the way we do things, buy things and use things and make things even.
Well, I'm very conscious of what I buy these days, whether the plastics that come with it, are they recyclable? We need to, we've all got a responsibility to lead a healthier life, and we can do it step by step by becoming more aware of what we're doing with our packages. Are our the packages of our soaps, our body washes, our shampoos, are they in hard plastics that are going to take hundreds of years to break down? I'm now choosing only recyclable plastics or glass bottles in the care that I have to support my home health, my own health, and my body care, to also make use of the food that they're eating. Instead of just throwing your green waste in your bin, why not build a nice manure for your plants, you know, in that way? Also, you know that you can, when your certain fruits and vegetables have leaves, that you can actually, when you're with your vegetables, cutting them up, don't throw the leaves away. Cook with those as well. So you can eat the whole plant, not just part of the plant.
SBS на Македонски. Споделете ги нашите приказни на Facebook. Стиснете, ми се допаѓа, споделете, коментирайте. Следете ја SBS на Македонски на Facebook.